November 8, 1922. Peace without God is impossible. Threats of wars. I'm going through bitter days because of the privations of my sweet Jesus. And if he makes himself seen, he is so afflicted and taciturn that as much as I may say, I cannot manage to console him. And I remain more embittered than before. Then, this morning, on coming, he said to me, "My daughter, the pains, the offenses that creatures give me are so many that I cannot take any more. The nations are banding together to enter the field with new wars. Did I not tell you that the wars have not ended? And that the peace was a false and apparent peace, because peace without God is impossible. It was a peace which did not spring from justice, therefore it could not last. Ah, the leaders of these times are true incarnate devils who band together to do evil and cast confusion, slaughters, and wars among the peoples." And while he was saying this, I could hear the crying of mothers, the thundering of cannons, the alarms in all the cities. But I hope that Jesus will placate himself, so they will all remain in peace.